You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking about contract law and some of the boilerplate terms that show up on the end of your contract. And before we get into some of the detail here, explain what a boilerplate in a contract is.
Kevin, the boilerplate is those seemingly insignificant terms at the back of a contract that your lawyer puts in and that you get upset with him or her for putting them in because that's not part of the deal. And you don't necessarily understand what the whole point of it was, but they are they're time tested. They're based on just fundamental contract law, and it's a way of buttoning up and sealing up the contract that the parties have negotiated to avoid issues in the future should a dispute arise.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. So let's talk about notices. And specifically a notice clause that should be in that boilerplate.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of times in a contract, there's some reason why one party has to give the other party notice of some kind, written notice of some kind. A lot of times it could be that there is a potential breach of the contract, and so the one party gives the other party notice of the alleged breach and gives them, you know, whatever, 30, 60 days to cure the breach. Otherwise, it would be a, you know, actionable and give rise to other remedies. And so it's important to specify how those notices are to be given. Saying written notice, great. In an era when we have text, fax, emails, letters, regular mail, certified mail, what is considered valid written notice? And so I've got my little standard contract here, and I've got a provision in here. This is from a consulting agreement, and it says, any notice required by this agreement shall be given by delivery to company or consultant personally or by mailing thereof by a certified or registered letter addressed to the company or consultant at the address set forth above. Now, sometimes in a notice clause, you may have the addresses set forth right in the notice clause. Sometimes, in this case, the addresses are set forth at the beginning of the contract. But you see the reference personally delivered or mailing by certified or registered mail. And
something even though, you have a receipt for.
Exactly. Even in this day and age, with all the different means of communication, electronically and otherwise, you want to have proof that that notice was given, and the surest way of ensuring that is personal service, where the process server provides an affidavit of service.
And this should be, if somebody's going to do personal service, should it always be somebody who's not an involved party in
the
contract?
Yeah, hire a process server. They know how to do it, and they give you an affidavit saying that it was taken care of.
Sure.
You don't have your law firm go out and do the service. And then you also can do, in this case, you do certified mail. So you'd have the certified mail receipt, and you'd have, in my office when we do service by certified mail, I have someone from my staff fills out an affidavit that service was provided. So those are kind of the ways you get that, like you said, that you get that receipt, that proof that service was made, of the delivery was affected, of the notice.
So without proper notice clause here, there's all different types of ways that people can communicate and conditions in which they can communicate. What types of haywire situations can happen if you don't have a notice clause in that boilerplate in a contract?
Well, if somebody is, in case of like a breach situation where there's a cure period, if someone decides that the notice that was given wasn't effective, Mm-hmm. Or so let's say that someone tried to send an email and someone's email was down,
mm-hmm.
you know, and didn't get, I mean, you can say, you know, put a read receipt attached to it, but, you know, you can always ignore and say, don't send the read receipt.
Mm-hmm.
So there's problems in that. And how do you prove in terms of trying to calculate out what the timing is for the cure period and when it ends? How do you calculate or how do you determine if notice was given?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got in a lease situation, you may be required to give, you know, let's say a lot of times we'll say, you know, it might be such a fixed term, and this could be any kind of contract, fixed term, and then it automatically renews every year unless written notice is received 90 days prior to the termination, the renewal date.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you send it by email and the party never gets it, you know, there may be provisions for damages for wrongful termination because they didn't receive the notice.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to specify what is it effective upon receipt? Is it effective upon sending? What's the mechanism in terms of how you provide it? All those things. Again, we're trying these goofy little clauses are designed to head off disputes if one should arise.
Mm-hmm. So we've had a conversation here about just one of them, notice clauses. There's many different clauses that will fit into the boilerplate in a contract. How advisable is it for somebody to, and I know the answer to this question, but I'll give you a chance to respond to it. How advisable is it for somebody to say, you know what, I'll just throw this together myself and handle this problem. No problem. It's just a insignificant contract. I'll write it up, draft it up, and I'm good to go.
It's not the best idea in the world. What I tell my clients sometimes, and I understand that clients, that business people, you know, want to save money and they don't want to be giving it all to their attorney. So sometimes, you know, if you've got a smart business person, you know, I tell them, go ahead and write up your contract, but let me have it next. Before mm-hmm. you sign it, let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it may be just a situation of changing a word here or there and popping these goofy little provisions into it and sending it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But at least have an attorney look at what you've drafted
mm-hmm.
before you sign it. Even if you don't want to have them start from scratch and do it, if you're trying to save a few bucks, at least have an attorney set his eyes on it and give you some advice on it.
So, what situation do you think all these online sites are creating that are suggesting to people that they can go this alone, do it yourself?
Well, we've just been talking about these different boilerplate provisions. All those online sites don't explain what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously they're important. And so they there's a reason they're there, and you don't want to just take a form and say, well, I don't need this, this, and this, and this, and delete them all out and realize that you've just jeopardized your enforceability of a contract.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and if you're drafting contracts in your business, as Jeff says, you could start out on your own on this, but always get an attorney involved because your DIY might end up being SOL when you're all said and done. Again, Kevin Hunter and Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. If you're like many other business owners and business professionals out there who are struggling to produce more leads and more customers for your business, you can likely relate to what I'm about to share with you.
In the previous decade, it worked to mail out things like flyers, letters, and postcards to get people's attention. Throw in a little radio advertising or TV advertising, and the leads just seem to pour in. We all know this has changed, and this change has brought new challenges, and many companies have not found a good way to solve it. The problem is this. Over 4 million households have left daytime TV in the last few years. We also know that radio listenership has dropped by as much as 50 to 70% in many markets. And newspapers are losing readership at double-digit rates every year. When we ran marketing matrices on flyers, direct letters to clients, and postcards, none of them could produce better than a 0.068% response rate. That's less than 0.1%. The sum of these challenges leaves most companies with marketing and advertising budgets that are in the tens of thousands of dollars every month with very little to show for it. The answer is video. But spending thousands of dollars on professionally produced marketing videos can be impossible for a business to budget for. But here's the good news. You don't have to. What we've learned is that the most effective video from you to your client is actually footage you've created yourself. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have to still look professional. That's where a video technology platform from TalkFusion Connect comes in. With packages that start at $315, $815, and $1,564, a one-time expense, you can produce high-tech video that will not only drive in clients, but significantly improve your customer responses, and also push your website up to front-page search results due to a phenomena called white labeling. Better yet, you'll get all the free advice and guidance from us that you need to kick this off successfully in your business today. After using the Connect platform on the Business Forum show for just 1 month, our online media and other links doubled in traffic, and our visitors nearly tripled. Video technology is where it's at, and the advantages of the Connect platform and its white label benefits can blow up your marketing literally overnight. You can get started today by sending an email to the Business Forum Show at kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Again, that's kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Or visit our website and click on the link for video technology. You can also call the studio at 763-267-7260 and ask us to send you a link to get your Connect platform working today. The number again is 763-267-7260. Don't spend another dime on marketing models that aren't working. Get started on your video platform today. Call us now, 763-267-7260. The future of your business counts on it. I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.